The Midas Touch Network has now got our hands on the leaked video from Mar-a-Lago from over this past weekend at the Republican retreat at Mar-a-Lago, where it was reported that Donald Trump was berating his donors, cursing at special counsel Jack Smith, and generally acting like a total maniac. Donald Trump also accused 40% of Democrats as being welfare voters and explained that's why, or said that's why Democrats start at 40% of the vote, and other horrific statements like that. But here's Donald Trump in the leaked footage we now have, where he brags about solving elementary level math problems to prove he isn't cognitively declining. Play this clip.
Out there that could have done it, but they also ask other questions. They say 2,347 and 2,913 divided by 2, multiplied times 4, divided again by 7, multiplied by 9, right? What's your answer? And I got it right!
You're a genius!
And by the way, did you hear those people in the background right there saying, you're a genius? Yeah. I mean, how embarrassing that this is what the Republican Party has been reduced to. Here in this next clip, Donald Trump brags about the cognitive exam again at this event. And he talks about how he was able to identify pictures like lion, giraffe, and bear. This is what he's talking about at the event from the leaked footage we've received. Play this clip.
You know, they show you the first question, which is a lion, a giraffe, a bear, and a frickin' horse. And they say, which one is the lion? And that's right. And that's what the press went with.
For more leaked footage that we now have at this Mar-a-Lago event from the weekend, Donald Trump falsely claimed that there were 48 mile per hour winds that ripped his teleprompters off the stage at the beginning of his speech at his Ohio rally in March. Here's what he said at the Mar-a-Lago event this weekend. Play the clip.
You know, the other day I was in Ohio, and I was campaigning for Bernie. You know Bernie? Bernie's gonna take the Senate. It looks like he's doing really well. And we had 48 mile an hour winds when I was doing it. And the teleprompters right at the beginning of the speech, I got ripped off the stage. And I said, I'm okay, don't worry about it. We're okay together. I had 45,000 people and millions of people watching on television, and I have no teleprompter. And I said, I'm okay. We can do this together. We'll suffer this.
By the way, here is the event in Ohio that he's speaking of. And this is where he describes the 48 mile per hour winds, just so you can see it. Play this clip.
But if you don't have fair elections, you don't. And you know what? I add to it more and more, the fake news. They should be the police of our country, because if they were legit, they don't, you know, the biggest problem I have with them is the things they don't report. They barely, until recently, they would not talk about the borders. They wouldn't talk about the fact that our country is being destroyed at the borders. It's what they don't say that's a problem. And they don't say a lot. And what they do say is fake news. So other than that, I think they're fantastic. I'll move this over. Great job, fellas. Don't pay these suckers, please. I'll pay. Whoever the hell did that, that son of a gun. These people. I think Joe Biden put them in. With your vote, we will throw out the Bidenomics and we will reinstate a thing called MAGAnomics.
Before Donald Trump spoke, Kimberly Guilfoyle gave a speech where she says that nobody in this country has ever done more for this country than Donald Trump. As you play this clip.
This man has been so fearless in his love for this country and his love for you. No one has done more for this country than this incredible man and his family, our amazing First Lady, the amazing First Family. America, you're going to get what you deserve. We are going to get the warrior, the most significant, undefeated.
as our editor-in-chief Ron Filipkowski stated. Well, I think maybe we want to start with Abraham Lincoln, but what's the point? By the way, at this event where Donald Trump then told the crowd that he would rather be hanging out with people who were holding their wedding than his donors, because the people holding their wedding at Mar-a-Lago were paying more money to him than his donors, this is how Donald Trump is spending all of that money that he's raising, or the not all that much money that he's raising, on things like this. This was the poolside entertainment at the event. Let's play it right here. So that's what Donald Trump was spending his time doing. In a moment, I want to show you President Biden's speech from earlier in the day, but I want to show you this speech that, or rather this interview, before showing you President Biden's speech, this interview from Donald Trump on Pennsylvania's WGAL, one of the larger networks there. Donald Trump was then asked, this was, you know, earlier in the day yesterday, about Nikki Haley voters not supporting him. 150,000 of them, for example, voted for Nikki Haley in the primaries. Donald Trump says, not a big deal. Here, play this clip.
Primary, but Nikki Haley attained 16% of the vote. Are you concerned about that number? And what do you say to those voters?
Well, that's a very small number. All of those people are going to come to me because what's their choice?
Should be noted that President Biden won the state of Pennsylvania by 80,000 votes. So the fact that, in addition to the 80,000 votes that President Biden won by, the fact that 150,000 Republicans in a closed Republican primary voted for Nikki Haley, I think that is statistically significant. Donald Trump then says he wants to let states monitor women's pregnancies in his local interview in Pennsylvania from WGAL. Play this clip.
Running that say that you would support certain states with bans monitoring a woman's pregnancy.
Well, that would be up to the states. Again, they will make a decision as to how they do it.
Here, Donald Trump brags about canceling Roe v. Wade. Play this clip.
They've tried to cancel Roe v. Wade for many years. And for most of that time, the whole thing was they wanted it back in the hands of the states so the people in the states could vote. And that's what's happened, and it's working out quite well, actually.
Have you heard that the flavored air category is quickly becoming the leading alternative to vaping and smoking? It's a whole new movement towards better habits, led by the sponsor of this video, Fume. Fume is an award-winning flavored air device. Flavored air isn't like vaping. If vapor was compared to sticky soda, Fume cores are closer to herbal teas. Fume has lots of delicious flavors to choose from, like crisp mint and orange vanilla. With flavored air, you can satisfy your oral fixation through a passive diffusion system that utilizes no electronics, vapor, or combustion. Fume draws flavor to your mouth. Fume fills the void ditching a bad habit can leave. You still have something to reach for. Fume is not a vape. There's no vapor, and you could use it anywhere. There's no nicotine. It's not addictive. The non-toxic flavors are a guilt-free alternative. Fume doesn't use any batteries, so you'll never need to charge it. The design is super sleek. It looks awesome, and you can truly feel the weighted high-quality design. One of the things about Fume is that it's made to fidget with, and it calms anxiety with magnets, snaps, and clicks. Fume continuously invests in third-party studies to ensure the safety of their products. Fume is also backed by doctors in the United States. My favorite Fume flavor is crisp mint. It is honestly delicious, and I couldn't recommend this more for anyone trying to quit their bad habit. Fume has served over 300,000 customers, and you can be the next success story. For a limited time, use my code MIDAS, M-E-I-D-A-S, to get a free gift with your Journey Pack. So head to tryfume.com. That's T-R-Y-F-U-M.com. tryfume.com, use code MIDAS, or scan the QR code on screen to get a free gift with your order today.
Here, Donald Trump says that it was a good thing that he tried to overthrow free and fair elections like he did in 2020. Play this clip.
There have been other close races, and men have said, listen, for the betterment of the country, we're going to move on. We're going to accept the results of the election. Would that have been the right course of action?
No, it would have been a terrible thing because you have to get the election straightened out.
Here, Donald Trump gets fact-checked in real time to his face by this reporter, who I think she did a very good job. Play this clip.
The largest tax increase in the history of our country.
But that's for the wealthiest Americans. And
No.
Now, the Biden campaign responded to me with communications director Jack Doyle saying of Trump, quote, his tax giveaways lined the pockets of his rich buddies while incentivizing companies to ship American jobs overseas. While President Biden is working to create more good paying jobs across Pennsylvania and ensure that the rich pay their fair share. I'll have more of my exclusive.
Here's another portion where this reporter fact checks Donald Trump to his face. Play this clip.
There's a crisis at the border. What would you do if you are elected?
We have to seal it up. Go back to my program. We had the safest border in history. I built 571 miles of wall. We had 200 miles ready to go. We just had to flip it up. And they decided that they wanted open borders.
Now, there's some dispute over those numbers. PolitiFact reports more than 450 miles of border wall were built during former President Trump's first term. Much of that, though, was to replace old broken barriers. 50 miles of that wall were brand new. Now, coming up at 5.
So that's what Donald Trump's been doing over the past 24 to 48 hours. And we got that leaked footage, of course, from Mar-a-Lago. I'm going to do a whole nother video on this, but a transcript has now been released from a sidebar conversation between Justice Mershon in the Manhattan District Attorney criminal case and Donald Trump's lawyer, Todd Blanche. This was outside the presence of the jury, but there is a court reporter who takes down the notes per their duties at the sidebar conversation. So no reporters were able to see this. No one attending could see this in real time. But this is what went down when Stormy Daniels was testifying, and the jury clearly saw this go down. Justice Mershon said, "I need you to come to sidebar, Mr. Blanche. Let's talk." And then at sidebar, meeting like right next to where the judge sits, the court said, "I understand that your client is upset at this point, but he is cursing audibly and he is shaking his head visually, and that's contemptuous. It has the potential to intimidate the witness and the jury can see it." And then Todd Blanche, Donald Trump's lawyer, goes, "I will talk to him." The court said, "So I'm speaking to you here at the bench because I don't want to embarrass him in front of the jury. I don't want to embarrass him." Todd Blanche, "I will talk to him." The court, "You need to speak to him. I won't tolerate it." Todd Blanche, "I will talk to him." The court, "One time I noticed when Miss Daniels was testifying about rolling up the magazines and presumably smacking your client. After that, at the point he shook his head and then he looked down." So that's Donald Trump just raging in the courtroom. But now compare that to a speech that President Biden gave yesterday. Here he talks about how we need to come together to speak out against hate. Play this clip.
"I know these days of remembrance fall on difficult times. We all do well to remember. These days also fall during the month we celebrate Jewish American heritage, a heritage that stretches from our earliest days to enrich every single part of American life today. Great American, great Jewish American, named Tom Lantos used the phrase, 'The veneer of civilization is paper thin. We are its guardians, and we can never rest.' My fellow Americans, we must be those guardians. We must never rest. Must rise against hate, meet across the divide, see our common humanity, and God bless the victims and survivors of Shoah. May the resilient hearts, the courageous spirit, and the eternal flame of faith of the Jewish people forever shine their light on America and around the world. Pray God. Thank you all."
And here's President Biden from that same speech speaking on this topic again. Play this clip.
"We know hate never goes away, it only hides. And given a little oxygen, it comes out from under the rocks. We also know what stops hate. One thing, all of us. The late Rabbi Jonathan Sacks described anti-Semitism as a virus that survived and mutated over time. Together, we cannot continue to let that happen. We have to remember our basic principles as a nation. We have an obligation. We have an obligation to learn the lessons of history so we don't surrender our future to the horrors of the past. We must give hate no safe harbor against anyone. Anyone.
Here is the former Republican Lieutenant Governor of Georgia, a real conservative, right here, Jeff Duncan. And here's what he had to say. He's endorsed President Biden. He said, I am voting for President Biden. I may disagree with President Biden on policies, but this comes down to voting for a decent man in President Biden who I disagree with, or voting for a criminal who I think will destroy our democracy. Play the clip.
I mean, you've called out Mitch McConnell. You've called out New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu. You've called out Bill Barr for all supporting Trump. Now, they all say, look, it's because of the policy. Now, you have proposed that perhaps you, for Republicans can vote down the rest of the ballot as Republicans to try to block Biden's legislative agenda, but then still vote for Biden as the top of that ticket. But wouldn't that mean that nothing would really get done in Washington for 4 years if that's the follow?
Does anybody think anything's going to get done if Donald Trump's the president? I mean, all he's going to do is go on this vendetta tour around the world. There's nothing that's going to be done. In fact, I would argue there would be more damage done. Look, the play for a conservative like me that cares about the future of this country is to build this, the necessary majorities in the Congress so that we can have a meaningful checks and balance system if Joe Biden's the president. And look, I've said this in the op-ed. I'm voting for a decent person that I disagree with on policies over a criminal defendant who has no moral compass. And that's not tough to argue, right? Those are proven facts.
One more clip from former Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan. Let's play it.
He simply wants the position of president to be powerful. And he's willing to lie, cheat, and steal for it. And if we're going to fix this party and go forward, the party that is conservative but not crazy and angry, we've got to do it without Donald Trump.
There you have it, folks. I want you to have all of this data. You can make the decision for yourself, but I think it's incumbent that we share with you the data of what's happening, and you're empowered to make the decisions yourself. I'm Ben Mycelis from the Midas Touch Network. Hit subscribe. Let's get to 3 million subscribers together. It is free to subscribe, so hit that subscribe button right now. Thanks for watching.
Love this video? Make sure you stay up to date on the latest breaking news and all things Midas by signing up to the Midas Touch newsletter at MidasTouch.com/newsletter.